West Shore RCMP say they handled 39 child pornography investigations in 2022, more than twice the 19 cases they dealt with in 2021. For the Serious Crime Unit, responsible for investigating crimes including attempted murder, aggravated assault, robbery and firearms-related offenses, most of its investigations were linked to child pornography, involving those under 18. The officers in the Serious Crime Unit are extremely dedicated and invest enormous effort into investigating these terrible crimes, said the unit's Sergeant Hanna Hodge. Recent convictions include: in February, a 33-year-old man was convicted of possession of child pornography and sentenced to a 7-month conditional sentence order and 18 months probation. The investigation took about 8 months. A man received an 18-year jail sentence in January after being convicted of sexual assault, invitation to sexual touching, and possession and production of child pornography after an investigation that took about a year. In December, a 28-year-old man was convicted of sexual assault and sexual interference and was sentenced to 2 years less a day in jail after a 2-year investigation. Also in December, a 30-year-old man was convicted of possession of child pornography, distribution of child pornography and counseling others to commit an offense, and sentenced to 4 years in jail after an investigation of about a year. A 40-year-old man was convicted in November of being in possession of child pornography, and sentenced to 18 months in jail and 2 years probation following an investigation of about 2.5 years. A 28-year-old woman was sentenced to 3.5 years in jail in September after being convicted of luring a child under 16 and 2 counts of sexual assault. The investigation took about 18 months. Investigations can span months or years because they can be quite intense, said Corporal Nancy Sager. They are very complex, they're heavy on police resources, she said. They oftentimes require officers to do surveillance, write search warrants and enlist the help of tech crime specialists to examine enormous amounts of visual data. 25 of the 39 cases from 2022 are still under investigation. Officers working on such cases are often exposed to some of the most horrific imagery that you'll ever see, Sager said. So they are very, very difficult investigations, not just on the technical aspect, also on the mental health aspect of our officers. Supports are in place to help the officers deal with difficulties that arise for them, she said. This is a tough job. It is difficult to say why the number of cases is rising, Sager said, but it could be partly tied to the West Shore's rapid population growth. The more population growth that you see, the more growth in investigations you'll see on all levels, not just with child pornography. She also cited technological advancements, where independent internet providers that notice that this type of activity is taking place are now reporting it to police. Sites that are required to report include social media platforms such as Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram, Sager said. Along with that, the BC Integrated Child Exploitation Unit run by the RCMP connects with other agencies around the world, she said. Sometimes information and tips come forward that way, as well. Sager said she does not know about trends in other jurisdictions, but said increased cases in the West Shore have been happening year over year and are expected to rise again in 2023. It's alarming, she said. I don't think anybody wants to believe that this exists in their community, but it does and it's something that's very important for us to report on. Help is available. Talk to a trusted adult, come to the police and report it, we are here to help you. People can also get information at victimsinfo.ca, she said. J. Bell at timescolonist.com.